from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Give me the meat.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Filippone on the clock.
Yeah. It's not just him either, Stymie.
Who else?
The world.
What do you mean?
All kind of reports. Yeah, NFL, nobody, everybody at NFL Network.
Nobody went out on a limb.
Yeah.
Like Filippone.
I'll say on our open, I say I'm mentally
Express.
Invested. We all are on this.
I'm getting less invested.
I think his ass is staying right here, man.
Well,
yay!
If it's true,
the party needs
this. This is what I mean. If it's true, the Niners want 2 firsts from Pittsburgh. Get out of here! Yeah, you're getting 2 firsts
right,
from Pittsburgh.
Exactly. But if he had 32, Ayuk offered from New England. Man, the Magic Johnson. Night night.
Apparently not.
Man.
Apparently not. Deals on the goal line.
Right.
There's Pete Johnson.
And you got 99 going the other way. Yeah.
99.
Yards. You're on the goal line going the other way, it looks like.
Yeah.
Boy, we hit that thing hard all week. No baby yet, Stiney.
Yeah, let me start the show with this. And the only reason I'm going to start the show with this is because the boss sent me this sound, and I always get scared if I don't use something that I guess he thinks is important. So.
He sent it to us.
Kyle Brandt, Peter Schrager, good morning, football. And this is how we're going to get started. By the way, we're going to get into the Warriors today.
Warriors!
Because there's conflicting stuff out there. Oh, gosh. Just don't know what to believe with the Warriors right now. I'll get into it, though. Kyle Brandt and Peter Schrager, here's what's going on with Brandon Ayuk, according to them.
Ownership. Typically, as fans, you think the owners get involved with the quarterback contracts, the quarterback drafting. It is now 8-8. It's August 8th. This is not a great look for the Niners. It's not a great thing they have going on. We need a resolution. At some point, does somebody say, pay him or get him out of here now? And does that come from the boss man? We got to end this thing.
It's amazing because this is supposed to be their year. They got so close. They got to overtime. It's supposed to be their year. I don't think any of them anticipated it would be sitting here on August 8th. And it's not us hyping up the Niners, saying, look at all the talent they have and look what they can do. It's every time the Niners come up, it's talking about their number 2 wide receiver, talking about this guy and his contract. It's fascinating. Kyle, That guy over there in the top right, he lets these guys make the decisions and lets them operate. But to your point, I think there has to be a deadline at some point. We don't want this thing dragging on to the regular season.
All right, there has to be a deadline at some point.
You would think.
Well, deadline for what? What exactly would the deadline be for? To get something done?
Yeah.
Okay, what if it doesn't?
And get this S show past him and focus on football. Then it is what it is. He'll be holding out. He'll be at the house week one.
But what I'm asking is, what is the deadline for an extension? Is the deadline for the 49ers to say
resolution. I thought deadline for a resolution.
Yeah.
Like York needs to come in and say, this is what we're doing. We'll take a dime on the dollar for just, we got to get past this. I don't think he wants to leave.
Well, they're not taking a dime on the dollar now if they want two first-round picks.
Do you really believe they think they want two?
Well, I think it depends on if they're getting a player back. If they're getting a player back that can help their roster right away, then they probably won't reach for two first-round picks. If they're not getting any players back, which, according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, they say no verbal agreement has been reached, but any potential deal would not include any Steeler personnel. So I think it depends on if they get a wide receiver back, let's say.
Makes sense.
Then they don't need as much draft compensation. If they don't get a receiver back or another position that they like, then apparently they want two first.
You're going to call me crazy. I'll tell you what, if they don't get a receiver or an option to replace him and they go as is, I'm going to look at this Ayuk departure or possible departure, Steiny, like an injury. Like you just lost his services. How's that going to affect Brock? How's that going to affect the offense?
You know what? Here's what I'm doing. I'm putting Trent Williams into the same category.
Trent.
That's something, you know, it might be less serious.
That's how I feel. It's starting way less serious.
Well, you realize if Trent Williams doesn't show up, what's today, Thursday?
Yeah.
And they play Tennessee Saturday? So that means the plane's leaving Friday, although he's in Houston, so he could meet.
Allegedly, Stein.
If he's not there when they play Tennessee, he loses $1.1 million.
But Steiny, you've been around. Why? This is not like IU. This is, they can, that's, what am I looking for? Shtick. They can make that go away and in the new deal, put that in there, and you won't pay one red cent.
Here's the other thing about Trent Williams.
Stop.
You're down on him, man. Stop it.
But doing some reading. You know, he may, first of all, he.
All right, what do you got?
So right now he's the sixth highest paid offensive lineman.
And that's wrong. Okay.
Well, there's one right tackle who's making more money than him. All the rest are left tackles, obviously. But what? Okay, so in 2021, they made him the highest paid left tackle in football.
I got you.
2021.
Yeah, inflation.
COVID started. Was over at that point. That's how recent it was, I think. Anyway,
I'm still getting it.
Depends.
How about this? From a pure cash standpoint, there's only one offensive lineman scheduled to make more than Trent Williams, and that's Tristan Wirfs.
Yeah, who just did his deal.
Yeah. Yeah. So Trent's got more.
But how does that work if he's the sixth highest paid? And
because he's got three more years left in his deal.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, well,
inflation, Steiny.
Oh, inflation.
And your boy knows what time it is, and I think the Niners do. That's why I'm not worried about him. He wouldn't be playing Saturday. This Ayuk is totally different. It's about how good does your boss or employer think you are. Trent, they know how good he is. That's why I'm not worried about Trent.
Well, really?
Yeah, seriously.
So, if I told you the 49ers are kicking the tires on David Bakhtiari?
Now, I would be false, or I'd hit a buzzer if I had one.
They're kicking the tires.
Nah, you don't mess with
Bakhtiari. Let me tell you something about Bakhtiari. He can chug. Huh?
Ari.
Bakhtiari.
Yeah.
Guy can chug.
Look at you.
You ever see him at a Bucks game?
Yeah, I saw him.
Anyway, he's a free agent, Coop. And he's been an Iron Man the last couple years.
I don't care. The Niners, you were like, what do you mean messing with fate? Come on, this is not how we saw the offseason going. You got to get some resolve to this, resolution, ASAP. I don't know if Ayuk didn't want the 32. I didn't know if the Niners really want. I don't believe the Niners are asking for two first. Because if
so you know
are,
more than the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Well, obviously, they said the trade was going to be.
That was not the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Everybody in Pittsburgh is saying,
what are you talking about?
The rumors, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette specifically said there's no verbal agreement.
Well, I'm saying what
get
the
your sources
no,
straight.
I am your source. Nobody knows what the F
your
is going
city.
On except the people in Santa Clara. How about that?
It's your city.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with
I
that.
I really thought something was a good popping off yesterday and the day before. 4 days worth, Steiny.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't do what?
Let them go. If they have it, but they got it. This is what's crazy, Steiny. In my world, they're like, hey, Ayuk, what you doing? It's John. They're talking. They haven't talked since May.
Who?
The Niners and Ayuk. Or at practice when they're hugging. Like, that's
Mike
what's
Silver's,
crazy about it.
You see Mike Silver's story in the Chronicle yesterday? He said Kyle Shanahan's annoyed. He's annoyed. This guy's just hanging around.
Doesn't that go both ways? Ayuk annoyed?
You know what? The Warriors still have. I mean, the Warriors. The 49ers still. They can do what? They still have one more thing they can do, and that's say, now you got to practice.
But, well, I was going to say that takes reps away from other guys if they really know this dude's not going to be around.
Exactly. So
you don't want to mess with that.
Well, you guys did see the news this morning from the 49ers. They've signed a wide receiver. Robbie Anderson.
Calvin Austin?
Robbie Anderson.
Oh, Robbie.
You know what? I like the player. I mean, he had a big year last year for the Cowboys.
And they're doing that because the youngster's probably shoulder issues.
He can open up the can.
Saskatchewan?
I think they won it, didn't
they're
they?
They're bringing.
Are they the Rough Riders or the Rough Riders?
Yes.
What, Goo? What?
They're bringing in Breida the Cheetah because of, I mean, just everybody come back. I don't like this, man. Get some finality to it, Steiny, and move on, man. You just talked about it. There's not, I believe, 4 preseason games.
3.
Man.
There's 3 preseason games.
2 after Saturday.
Yep.
And if you get a new receiver, you know what I mean? He's got to get up to speed. You just don't want to be behind the 8-ball.
Yeah. We'll see. The one thing that I am, and I do, you know, and I said it yesterday, I don't think you can ever paint a locker room feeling one way or the other. But let me just throw this out at you, if you're a 49er fan. How do you think this is playing in the 49ers locker room? Do you think that, let's just take a player, so-and-so, nameless player. Do you think that player is frustrated with Ayuk for his stance? Or would a player be more frustrated with the Niners, the organization, for not getting this thing done?
From what I know, partner, and I love the question, you never talk about a man trying to get his chicken. I have to believe they would be irritated with the organization. Like, do something so this goes away and we're not held hostage leading off shows or whatnot. Let's find out who is going to be one of the starting wideouts alongside Debo. Is it going to be Ayuk or somebody else? So I'm going, Steiny, it has to be the team.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know.
And are you pro Ayuk or pro Niners in this? Or does it change? Mind fuck y'all. I got to be honest. It changes daily, man. And again, this is without not knowing who to believe. But darn it, Steiny, you either don't want him here.
No, they do. They want him here.
They better want him here.
Yeah, they want him here. At $14 million.
That's a cold game then, Steiny.
I'd love to be in that cold game. Love to be playing in that cold game. So what do you do?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And
thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If you're the San Francisco 49ers, I would think that the one risk... And we kind of heard Nick Bosa talk about it yesterday. What if the 49ers trade Ayuk, that would probably sit poorly with the players.
Man.
Because at that point, then they know they're probably not quite as good next year, at least on, or this year, at least on paper.
But I'll tell you real quick here, two players that shouldn't open their lips, Deebo Samuel and Bosa. And the reason I bring them up, those are the two reasons. They just got their bag. So what are you going to say?
Well, they say he's a tough player to replace.
Yeah.
That's all they're saying. But we'll see how it all shakes out. 785. I wonder if this is the sentiment that's out there mostly. He says goo, but I don't.
It's both of us.
This is more you.
Yeah.
He says, goo, you're treating Ayuk like he's Draymond Green of the Niners. Let him go and let's get back to work. The future is now.
No, I'm not doing that. The team is. Make a decision. Stand on business.
They have.
Quit. What is this?
I love it.
You don't love it.
Well, I don't love it today because like nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I loved it. When Filippone came on.
We didn't win 18 rounds with this.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. And in the meantime... Mr. Boombox just quietly getting away with doing the same thing, and nobody has a problem with it.
Because he's an all-pro, he's okay. An OG.
Oh, but now Ayuk is, I thought he was one of the best young receivers in the game.
He is.
Top five receiver.
He is, he's okay. Trying to get paid as so.
Okay, and Trent Williams is a top five lineman. How come Trent Williams is skating on this when Ayuk is taking a beating?
Because Trent's contract is not right. He's trying to get some guaranteed money, Donnie.
Yeah, well, I could say Trent's contract is a lot more right than Brandon Ayuk's contract right now.
Well, if we were to bet right now, there's no way you would bet nothing's going. Trent's not going to get his money.
Yeah.
That's like minus 210.
There's a chance.
Yeah.
There's a chance, and I'll ask again. Why doesn't he have it by now? It's been March, April, May, June, July. We're into August. Almost 6 months.
That's a little strange.
Oh, for Mr. Franchise. Greatest lineman of all time. He's so important.
He's your best lineman.
He's so important, they didn't feel the need to wrap him up. Interesting.
Now, you could...
Maybe they like... who's his backup?
You could make a case, Donnie. This is how the Niners botched the offseason, not getting that done. And we've heard it. Kawakami's wrote about it. Other people have wrote about it. Silver wrote about it. I mean, you knew about this?
Let me ask 49er fans this, because I'm not saying we got to spend all show on it, but everybody's got a feeling about Ayuk and the 49ers and what's going on and who's at fault and what they'd like to see. And how are you feeling about Trent Williams? Like I just think it's a nothing burger to me. Okay. All right.
But if you ask me how I truly feel, or if I had to blame somebody, I'm blaming the organization.
Oh, my God.
You asked me.
Yeah, I did.
Now, why would you say, oh, my God?
Because he's making 22 this year. Just show up.
But what don't you understand about a guy lineman at 36 years old?
That's what I don't understand. He's 36.
So he's trying to get his before.
He's trying to get his.
He's worth
whatever. That's what I don't like. Yeah.
Well, are you trying to win, partner?
What I'm trying to do is ask people who are pissed off about Ayuk why they're not similarly upset with Trent Williams, because the reality is, if Trent Williams is coming in at $22 million and the 49ers want Brandon Ayuk to come in at $14 million, then Ayuk is the worst paid of those two guys.
So where was this energy for when Bosa, who had a year left
Bosa
on his...
There's a difference between Trent Williams now and where Bosa was last year.
What is
Bosa was in his window. Bosa was in his window. He was in the same window that Ayuk's in now on his initial rookie contract.
And he held out.
But that's right.
So why do you feel different?
Because Williams' contract was signed in 2021.
Right.
He's not eligible for an extension.
Yeah, but he's so good at his job.
Well, just say he's being selfish. That's all I want
to... No, he's trying to get his money, Scotty.
That's being selfish.
No, you would do the same thing.
No, I wouldn't.
What would you do? Hey. Come on, you would try to get your money. You would use your leverage.
He's a top five paid offensive lineman.
Obviously, that's not good enough for him.
Right. So why is he painted? No, nothing to see here. But other people are saying that Ayuk is not doing it right
in his positions, Donnie. He's that good.
But he's 36.
Okay, but he's a good
36.
All pro.
Okay.
Back to back.
Okay, so Brandon Ayuk was all pro.
I guess you're missing the leverage play.
Well, I mean,
you could break out the Bible, because it looks like you're saying, Trent, what are you doing? Dude is trying to cash out.
That's right.
And he's got the leverage because he's at the top of his game.
You're right. You've answered the question.
I get that.
He's trying to cash out.
And that has
nothing to do with the team. Nothing. He's put the team second. Trent Williams. Plain and simple.
Or the team's put him second.
What are you talking about? McCaffrey, he's under contract.
Yeah. McCaffrey, he's not happy with that.
Oh!
He's not happy with it.
And because he's not happy with it, we're going to bend over backwards. Fair.
Yeah.
Okay. How you can sit there and say all he wants to do is cash out. Well, that's I agree with you. But if we're talking about team... 1 year windows. This is a huge year. We got to do.
Yeah.
Then he's showing you what kind of guy he is.
Well, he's showing you. He's been stellar on the field since he's been here. Yeah. Guys like him, and like you said, he's one of the leaders with the boombox.
Sure,
coming out,
and we've given Brandon Ayuk all his plaudits. He came in, was in the doghouse with Shanahan, worked his ass off, did all the right things. What more do you want him to do? Homegrown. But people are pissed at him. Trent Williams, on the other hand, has got $78 million left on his contract. I'm just saying that, listen, you want to tell me he's the best offensive lineman in football?
Or one of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. He's still holding out with a contract sitting there that he signed in 2021. So, he's no different than Brandon Ayuk, except he's actually getting paid more to his salary right now than Ayuk is. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and all I'm saying to you, Stoney, as much as I like Ayuk, we don't know what he's asking for. And if he's asking for too much, the team is saying you're not in that You're not in that realm.
Yeah.
Trent Williams is in that realm.
We'll see.
He's shown it.
Well.
Okay, so it's not about
yet.
He's Justin Jefferson of the offensive linemen outside of the age.
Yeah.
So I know what Cardi's playing, and I think he's going to come up aces.
Well, he might.
And if he were,
but he's still selfish. He's selfish. He's being selfish.
And so was Bosa when he held out.
No, it's a different situation.
He held out.
It's different.
See, you're being a hypocrite. You're being a hypocrite, man. And you can't explain why you're being a hypocrite.
I just did, but you're not listening.
No, Bosa if he held out, so why are you praising him if he held out? It's the same ideology. He held out. Quit telling me about why. He held out, and he wasn't in practice, and you're giving him a pass.
You're asking me what the difference is, and I'm trying to tell you. Bosa was on his rookie deal. Last year, the window opened for Bosa to sign an extension. The 49ers said, we want to sign you to an extension. He said, I want to sign an extension. He held out. Trent Williams right now has a contract for the next 3 years. That's the difference.
Okay, so did Bosa show up to work or not?
Yes.
No, he didn't. He held out.
Okay, he held out, but
he
showed up.
So why would you say yes?
Well, because I thought you meant after he signed the contract.
He didn't show up to work. Trent's doing.
Why are you all in the tea leaves? You asked me the difference, and I just told you.
The difference is to you.
There's a fundamental difference.
I don't see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think you got
to
look.
I see a color difference. Outside of that, both of them didn't show up, and you're putting Bosa in Santa Claus category. Nothing to see here. And then Trent Williams is a villain.
After 3 years, a guy who was drafted in the first round can sign an extension. That's the rules. That's what Ayuk is doing right now.
Totally got that.
Ayuk is doing it right now. What Trent Williams is doing is different.
Totally got that.
Oh, from the Bay. What's up, O? How you doing, man?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, what's going on, man?
It's all right. You guys. Hey, I'm just walking down here in Barkerdale, getting some little air in.
There you go.
Getting a little walk in. And I'm always kind of checking you cats out, you know what I'm saying? So all I got to say is this, you know, hey, man, I did a little youth football thing, coaching, blah, blah, blah. But it just comes down to one thing. When I look at Trent Williams, I watched that game, and I watched that game, the Super Bowl, watch it. Man, he was getting dealt with.
Yeah.
That guy was kicking his ass over on that side. I didn't see him do nothing special in the Super Bowl. Hell, we couldn't even run to that side. You're the premier blocker. What are we doing? Anyway, so like you just said, everybody got to get their cash. Everybody got to get their coins, and it's going to pan out wherever it's going to pan out. But I got to say one thing. If we ain't got IU with the – well, what, 1,300 yards and them catches? You know, we're going to be in trouble, brother. Okay, because Detroit ain't playing.
Yeah.
Detroit ain't playing. Okay, come on now. Like you just mentioned, we've been on the run. Everybody's trying to catch up right now. The league is pouring. You know that in some instances. You guys know the game. So anyway, like I say, they're going to work it out. But Trent, you got to do better, man, because – I was disappointed in that left tackle.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, brother.
My question is this. If you're a 49er fan and you're mad at Ayuk, why aren't you just as mad at Trent Williams? That's all I'm asking. I know Ayuk's been in the news.
Super Bowl. We've said
I know that Ayuk is the big boy because he's got this window to get his money. Which to me makes it more logical why that would get the attention. My question to 49er fans is, what about Trent Williams? Are you fine with Trent Williams because he's better? He's more needed? That's fine. Mm. But I'm just saying, if you're mad at Brandon Ayuk, why aren't you pissed off at Trent Williams, who's already among the highest paid linemen in football? I'm just trying to figure out the difference. That's it.
And I agree with the caller, Stoudy. I've said it, but we can't judge Trent Williams or any player on just one game. He did not have the best Super Bowl. But that's one game. You were in that game.
It's only one game. It's only one game. But, yeah, we always bring up maybe Ayuk's not getting paid because of one big game in the Super Bowl that he didn't have. 888-957-9570 is the number. I just asking that question. We'll get into the Warriors at some point, but Why isn't there an uproar over Trent Williams? Is it just because he is the best at his position or one of the best? 888-957-9570.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
I was at the Circa. Couldn't it work?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I don't like hypocrisy. Unless I'm doing it.
Oh, look, wow. I appreciate the honesty. Bonte came in here during the break. We chopped BS&G reunion.
Yeah.
We chopped it up. Like, there's no good or bad guy. I just know Trent Williams, who didn't have the best playoffs or Super Bowl. I know what card he's playing.
Sure.
And I guess when you're the best of the best, or you're in that 1%, still, forget IU. They need him to open those holes and block the elbow, the reconstructed elbow of one Brock Purdy. I'm not saying he's right.
Here's the only reason why a fan has a right to be more mad at Ayuk than Trent Williams, and it's the social media thing. 650, the reason I'm not as mad as Trent is because he hasn't taken anything to social media, hasn't had his girlfriend, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. Fair.
That is super fair. I hadn't even thought about it.
Fair, but he's still doing the same thing.
But let me ask you this then. Why are we getting the reports that Kyle is like irritated at Ayuk and the way he's gone about it? I don't believe had he not did the whole tour of talking to everybody and FaceTiming Daniels in Washington, I still believe they would be right where they're at. Am I wrong? Like, had he not been?
No, I don't believe the social media stuff is the reason why Ayuk's not in camp. The reason Ayuk is bothering Shanahan, according to Mike Silver, is because he's at practice every day. He's on the sidelines. He's in the meetings. He's like talking to his teammates.
Because he can't afford to get fined, or he doesn't want to.
Well, and you know,
I'm sure he doesn't want to be there or doesn't want to.
Right. But he is, and he's a distraction because he's like, that's the other reason. Ayuk is there. And if he's a distraction, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Trent Williams is not there. So maybe he's not a distraction because he's not there. But I mean, the 49ers have been like, here's the other thing the 49ers have done with Ayuk. They haven't said to him yet, now you got to practice.
Wow, you mentioned that.
I was asking around, I'm like, why can't the 49ers just make Ayuk practice? And the answer is, well, they want it right now. They're still trying to keep the peace, trying to see if they can work something out, trying to see if they can trade him. But at what point do you just say, now you gotta practice? That's all. I'm wondering about that.
Yeah, Anthony on the YouTube chat. The real reason Kyle's not mad at Trent and fans is because he hasn't asked for a trade.
Maybe. That might be part of the reason. And here's the other thing. So Trent Williams is 36, all right? Doesn't have any guaranteed money. In principle, in the NFL, why would you give a 36-year-old guy guaranteed money? So here's the deal with Trent Williams. His money's not guaranteed, but if he shows up and plays, he gets paid $22 million.
And that's too far down the ranking, sixth, fifth. He don't like
that's
that, Steiny.
Selfish. Mm. He's being
and I'm not saying it's not.
He's being as selfish, if not more so, than Brandon Ayuk. And maybe you could even make the case that he's being twice as selfish because
he's been paid.
Yes, and also because he's and good for him, he's using his leverage.
That's all. And I guess, Donnie, that's what world I'm in right now. I don't want to say the Jordan rules, but the dude is still so important, Trent Williams, to what the Niners want to do. I have to be truthful and say, hey, this is not all the way how you do it. But at the end of the day, he's got so much leverage in regard to what he does when he's out there on a good day.
Yep.
The Niners have, I think they're in a corner.
Double standard.
Yeah, but that's society. That's our life. Sales,
and I'm here to point it out.
Yeah. I'm sure you get more perks than I do. We could go all kind of.
Whoa. Perks, job perks?
Yeah.
I know of one job perk between the two of us, and you got it.
Oh, I don't know what you speak of, partner.
Let's go to
real quick, Zach, for the people listening. You don't hate Trent Williams.
No, but what he's doing is BS.
Right.
It's BS.
But if you're 36, you got to believe a new deal is going to be no more than 2 years, maybe three. He probably don't even, it's really much of nothing, Steiny. Do right by me, Kyle and John. You know I'm at the end. I've been the Hulk.
Okay, fair.
I've been the Incredible Hulk.
Fair.
You know, I'm not perfect.
Right.
I should be right up there with Wirfs and Sewell. Come on now.
Okay, so you're
to me, it's a pimple. It's nothing.
I mean, you look at 36 like it's some badge of honor.
It would give him 28. I think that would he would be here.
Was
tomorrow.
It about the guaranteed money or not?
Well, I believe if he got the new deal, 56 over 2 would be better than 22 just for this year. I think that would get it done.
Well, we're talking about two different things.
Yeah, but I think you get to get him back in camp if you gave him new money. Now it's all dependent on how you do that, but right now he's going to get $22 million, Stoney, if he were to get hurt for one
That's
year.
Right.
What if you gave it, ripped that up, and you gave him a two-year deal for 56, and now he's like, okay, I get $6 million more this year,
right,
and
but that's I get not, 28. That's still, under that scenario, is not guaranteed money. He would just be getting a raise at that point.
Well, maybe that's what it's about, too.
He wants, if he wants guaranteed money, that means he wants money that he may never have to play for. That's all I'm saying. And here's the other thing about Trent Williams. Yeah. I just want to throw this out there to fans, because maybe they don't know this. If Trent Williams shows up the day before the Jets game and gets hurt on the very first play of the game, he still gets $22 million this year. So I get it's not guaranteed because the 49ers could theoretically waive him.
Yeah.
How are they going to waive him?
Yeah.
How are they going to waive? They're not going to waive Trent Williams.
Hey, come on now.
So, to me, he's being every bit. If you think out, all I'm saying is this: if you think Ayuk's being selfish, you must think Trent Williams is being right. as selfish.
And when I go, I know you're going to call. Yeah. When I go to the Bosa comp, I know how you painted the picture of where he was at in his rookie deal. But the fact of the matter is, Steiny, he didn't show up to work. I'm not criticizing him, but somehow that's different. That's less selfish to you.
Yes, because CeeDee Lamb is not in camp, right?
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase is not, we've seen this pattern develop with guys who are in Ayuk's situation this year and guys who are in Bosa's situation last year. That's part of the game, that fifth-year option that rookies from the first round don't want to play for, and so there's always a little bit of tension or dissension built in.
So if Trent was on his rookie deal, you would understand this.
Of course.
All right.
Of course.
All right.
Anyway.
No, I get you.
I'm calling it early, and I called it early. I've called it in each of the last two Warrior seasons. Agenda City. I don't like it. It's a bad way to start. Bad way to start the year. Bad way to start the year.
The Warriors will be a boneyard.
Priest.
Will's in Maryland. Hey, Will. How you doing? Will in Maryland. Hey, buddy. How are you, man?
Oh, how y'all doing? First time caller here.
Sweet.
All right. Yes.
Well, unless you disagree with me. I'm messing.
Stoney, yeah. I'm all on your side, brother. I'm all on your side. Oh. Guru, I don't understand. How can you not? I'm a lifelong 49er fan, and I absolutely 100% agree with you. Trent Williams is absolutely wrong and selfish. I've been explaining this to my fellow comrades. First of all, the difference is Trent Williams has been paid numerous contracts.
Yep.
Before from the Commanders, and he got a new deal coming over here with the 49ers, right?
Yep.
So when he signed that deal, he absolutely said, I want to honor this contract out until I'm, 30, I forget how old he was when he finished talking. 30, he said that on record, I want to finish this contract out. And now, what, this contract is not even up for another 2-3 years, and now you're holding out? That is absolutely greedy. It's absolutely greedy, and it makes no sense. It makes no sense. He already knows that the team is already kind of, you know, cash-strapped. So you're going to be greedy and hold out and want more money because the offensive tackle from the line, you know, already got his money. So you already been paid, and you're making money. So I absolutely agree with you, Steiny. Trent Williams should absolutely get more of publicity for holding out and not even showing up. Then Brandon Ayuk has not even been paid yet. You know, I mean, that's a whole different discussion. But on Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk, Williams definitely should be getting more flack from us Niner fans. Mm. Yeah.
Thanks, Will.
Yeah. No, that's
all I'm asking. Here's the other thing. Why would you give guaranteed money to a player who's already threatened, in a way, to retire? I think I'm done. Remember after the Super Bowl?
Well, come money on, changes done. All that, Stoney. Oh, it's all about the Benjamin. Shout out
He sounds real committed to this team.
But you give him the right. Hey, I know this is under the selfish umbrella.
Okay.
People, I know, but for the thirsty Niner fans, and they should be, I'm a little parched. You want to win a damn Super Bowl.
Well, then why isn't he in camp? Like, if this is their window, is Trent Williams, if it's all about the team, that's all I'm saying. Then we're finding out he's not a team player. Yeah,
it's all about the green.
Exactly.
But do you think are going to side-eye him if he does this and gets new money and comes back? No. They're going to be like, we need you, big fella. Let's go.
I'm talking about the fans.
Right.
The fans. And here's the other thing from the 650. Bosa never held out after signing a contract to be the highest paid player in his position. Like, that's a difference. Nick Bosa was on a rookie deal, and he'd outplayed his rookie deal.
Mm.
And so he got what he got. Trent Williams, when he signed the contract, was the highest paid lineman in football. Now he's the fifth highest paid left tackle in football.
He's got a problem.
That's not good enough for him.
Yeah. And it still may net him what he's seeking for, what he's looking for, Stoney.
We'll see. I don't think it's such a no-brainer that the 49ers are just going to cave with guaranteed money.
Well, whatever it takes to get him back in before Monday night.
How about $22 million? Will that help? Seriously, will $22 million?
I think not. I mean, man, we talk about leverage all the time, and his play is his leverage. Is he what he was 10 years ago? Hell no, but he's still an all-pro, and he's the best lineman the Niners have. And now we're talking about – this is what's crazy, this conversation this late in the game, right before the eve of the game starting to count, is in a year that we're going to – or the Niners are going to really look with a keen eye on Brock Purdy and his growth, you're telling me he's going to lose a weapon in Brandon Ayuk, and now you guys are playing this game of chicken, both parties, with Trent Williams as left tackle? Not kind of how you want to start the season.
All I'm saying is all the focus has been on Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers and what's going on. He's holding in. He's there. He wants more money. They want him to play for 14. He wants a long-term contract. We have seen that play out multiple times. If you're siding with the Niners, you side with the Niners. If you think Ayuk's in the wrong, you can say Ayuk's in the wrong. All I'm saying is if there's anybody out there that's really PO'd at Brandon Ayuk, why aren't you more upset with Trent Williams, who's got more, like more than Brandon Ayuk has right now? That's all I'm asking.
Could it be about talent?
My point is this. Okay, Trent Williams is a better player than Brandon Ayuk. That's fine. So let's just acknowledge we're less upset with Trent because he's a better player.
Not because what he's doing is
any different.
Yeah.
I think it's worse.
Yeah.
I actually do think it's worse.
But for the Niner fans out there, Stoney, that are not judging their players and they're just caring about what happens on the field, I believe there's a sector of fans that are just like, I don't care what happens. Pay him whatever he wants or figure it out and get his ass back out here.
Well, and that's the same thing many said about Ayuk. And for some reason, they're not just paying him what he wants. And there's an assumption that they're going to pay Trent Williams what he wants. And they might. And they might give in to Trent Williams. But it doesn't make Trent Williams any less selfish, greedy, or any of the other names that we're hearing for Aiyuk for Trent Williams. Now, that's all I'm saying.
Chris A. on the YouTube chat, Stoney, and there's a I'm not upset with any of them.
That's fair.
Yeah, and I believe a lot of there's a lot of people like that. But, I mean, again, you just the word you brought, Evan's word last week was continuity. This is not it. And you could say, oh, it's early, it means nothing. No, your team is leading off every damn show or articles are being written about everything but football on the field. So we'll see.
Yeah. Like, you know, if people ask me, Stein, are you more of a players guy or ownership guy? I'm more of a players guy. I definitely am. But, and I'm not saying Trent shouldn't be getting his money or shouldn't. The fact that he's holding out doesn't bother me one way or the other. What bothers me is we're not talking about Trent Williams being as selfish as we are about Brandon Aiyuk being selfish. And if it's just because of social media, then I'll say, well, you know what? One guy's 36 and the other guy's 25. Maybe that's why one guy's on social media handling it worse than the 36-year-old. But the 36-year-old is still sticking it to the Niners.
Yeah, but Stein, he's also, his bus is waiting for him in Canton.
Okay.
And you're hoping that Aiyuk will have that career off to a good start, but you hope that
right, so
he's a 49er.
Here's the other thing. So now we're acknowledging we're paying for what guys have done.
No, what he's done. You don't
right,
get to
have done in the past.
Yeah, no, what he's done last year.
Okay.
Again, he was all pro, and I'm with you, Bonte, we talked about it. Didn't have his best Super Bowl. Okay, bad
right.
games happen.
Right.
But my point is for the Niners to keep up and still have that vision of getting back and winning the NFC or the NFC West, you need 71.
Okay.
You need him more 100 more times than you need Brandon Aiyuk.
Okay.
That's just the facts.
Right.
Of life.
Right. So
maybe,
so he's being a bigger tool, really, than Brandon Aiyuk. Guy's made $170 million in his career. Trent Williams deserved every penny. Last year, he declined for his standards. He's getting paid $22 million this year. I mean, $22 million this year. He plays the season, comes back next year, he's going to make $22 million. Plays that year, he's coming back, he's going to make $33 million the last year.
Well, if now you got me
if
thinking
he's still
this might.
Playing, yeah. If he's still playing quality football in 2 years, after this year, next year, he's going to make $33 million.
Just talking to you, man, I'm like, this is a nothing burger with cheese on it. But the more I'm talking to you, I'm wondering if they knew about this since March and nothing has happened, could this actually go the distance before week one against the Jets?
Like I said, again.
Unless they're hooking them up and big fella, you just stay at home. We know you're working out wherever, LA Fitness. We'll see you when we see you. But if it's not that, then this, I mean, my goodness.
All I'm saying is that Trent Williams is
being selfish.
He's not being talked about in the same negative ways that Aiyuk is getting talked about, and he's doing the exact same thing. And to my way of thinking, really not less of a right to do it, but he signed a contract making him the highest paid lineman 3 years ago. And now he's still top five. So here's the thing. Okay, you want to pay him for the past? Then you're gonna give him a raise to 28, 29.
Yeah.
So you're going to pay him like the top lineman in football. Do we know he's going to be the best lineman in football this year?
It would be the same as did we know Bosa was going to be the best lineman when he signed his deal and he had for his standards, not his best season.
Yeah. It's got a...
But you got me thinking, this is not a slam dunk. I hope I'm wrong.
I don't know. No. And I want to be clear.
That's how I feel now. Like, if they've known since March and we're in August, maybe, Goo, you're missing something. This thing, they might play hardball with Trent.
This is the bottom line. Trent, 925, I think he's right on the money. Trent Williams is trying to get some guaranteed money because No. He's trying to get guaranteed money so that he can retire and not have to play all 3 years of his deal. That's what I believe, too. That's why he wants guaranteed money. If he wants guaranteed money, maybe he just wants to be the highest paid lineman in football, and all they have to do is give him a raise from 22 to 28, and it's done. And he'll come in and play for 28. But,
man, and selfish or not, as much as I feel like the Niners have Brandon Ayuk in a corner, I feel like Trent has the Niners in a corner in regard to if he's at home on the couch when the games count, the impact of him not being part of this team is far worse than Brandon Ayuk.
No, I'm not going to disagree with that at all.
I wonder if that gets them to budge, though. If that gets them to pick up the phone and be like, hey, let's get this fixed.
Steiny, this is football. Contracts mean nothing. It's not basketball. Guaranteed money's all that matters. You know what? Then show up week one and you'll get $22 million guaranteed.
That's not enough.
Derek in San Mateo, it's not enough for a 36-year-old. Okay. Hey, Derek, what's going on?
Here's my deal, and I've always hated this about football and holdouts, right? Because if you're talking about Trent Williams or Nick Bosa saying, hey, pay me what I'm worth because I've earned it, and you want to make it merit-based, right, or else I'm going to hold out, well, how come you can't demerit them and say, like, well, hey, you didn't play very well, so I'm going to take this money back, right? You can't hold out in baseball. You can't hold out in basketball. You sign a contract, and you play it out. And that's what I always hated about football. You sign the contract, you take it. And if you're going to say, hey, well, I'm worth more, and we're going to give it to you because you're worth it, well, then, hey, I can take it back just as well. If you want to play it that way, we play it both ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And, it kind of is with the Klay Thompson thing. You know, he was here 15 years or whatever it was. Do you reward a guy for what he's done, or do you reward a guy for the way he's playing right now?
But, Stani, I don't know how – you keep bringing that Klay up. Klay was not an all-star. Trent Williams was an all-pro last year.
Yeah.
Regardless if we're into that or not, that's the bottom line. He's playing at a high level.
He's playing at a high level.
He's got 2 years left. You got to think he could still play at that level for two more years.
That I will not meet you halfway on. Because he's already talked about retiring.
Do you think that was posturing for this move?
I mean, that's the point.
Jar you. Jar him.
But you got to look at it from the 49ers' point of view. Why would you give a guy guaranteed money if he's already talked about retirement once? All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Trent Williams. Brandon Ayuk, what's the difference? Difference to
you
me
know
is
my answer, Stani. Talent, importance.
Nope. Yep. I understand all that. I'm just, I don't know why we're letting Trent Williams off the hook, but some aren't letting Brandon Ayuk off the hook for the position he's put himself in. I mean, Trent, to me, Brandon Ayuk is in the window where first-round picks normally get extended. Not all the time, but normally. He's trying to get extended. It's just part of the collective bargaining agreement. Trent Williams, he can hold out. But he's under contract for $22 million this year and next. And to me,
this is a hell of a play by
him. To me, we got... At least, if we got one player who's being selfish, we have two players who are being selfish. 888-957-9570 if you want to jump into the conversation. We'll get into some Warriors down the line. There's a lot to talk about there. Join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament. It benefits the Autism Society of San Francisco. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally owned, family owned pest control company. That segment also brought to you by Lucky California.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.